Niggas get money and forget about everybody. shit, and that's when karma kick in. Me, shit, I'ma do me, but at the same time, ain't forget who got me, though. My people, my hood, your people, your hood. This BBE, understand me. I'ma step in the light and tell them about sex. Got the boo behind me. Yeah, man, I want this, I want that.
When I blow, I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. When I blow, I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. When I blow, I want this, I want that. I don't need no damn Bugatti, keep it pimping in the lag. With my niggas in the bag and my lady in the front. Bad blood, bandana, 40 ounce and a blunt. I don't need no fucking pump, cause my city show me love. I'ma kick it with the grips and I'ma get it with the blood. But when a selfish motherfucker asks me for a Maserati, I'ma take my black belt off and show that bitch karate. I'ma take care of my mommy, and yes, I said my mommy. We done came a long way, so when I blow, no more salami. I'ma buy the chicken crib, she ain't gotta ask for shit. I'ma laugh at my pal, cause that nigga is a bitch. I'ma look out for my sis, I'ma look out for my bro. Cow Sanders, cow Bullets, BBE, let's roll. Even though I love my city, pussy niggas gon' be mad. When I blow, I want this, I want that. When I blow, I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. When I blow, I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. When I blow, I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. When I blow, I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. When I blow, I want this, I want that. I want BET to come see me and OTT with swag. Walk out Dallas, I'm the king. Martin Luther, that's a fag. Hit the bill with my lads. Rolling beats, Mike T, Everdale in the bag. My nigga, who be gon' be free? We go a party at my pad. Tears drop, rolling down my mama face. She glad. Like Danny Jackson, brother, bitch, I'm Michael Jackson bad. I'm Michael Jackson bad. I want the squad to blow too, cause we got hits for days. When I shine, if they hate, bitch, I got clips for days. Got a problem with me, man, we can take it to the block. Got that Romo on my hip and keep that OJ in my sock. Don't be mad, cause we hot, but I ain't blaming in this hoe. Every time I hear a cheat, that mean I'm gaining in this hoe. I'm on a mission with it, partner, trying to stay about the trap. Even though I'm showing love, I keep a killer with a strap. When I blow, I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that.
I mean, we got a lot of big news coming up for today. Go ahead and jump, reminding those that's tuning in. Some you just heard, you know, we go in forward order. know, first we had my boy Camacho, that was his track, Party and Bullshit. Then moved over to my boy Greedy Man, Hang, with his track, I Want This, I Want That. Big ups to Greedy Man. You know, it was definitely big ups to him. You know, they always showed me love over there at Blue Moon, and that's, you know, let me come do my thing in there, and I really appreciate it so much. So big ups to Blue Moon for making it happen. Oh, man. So much, man. Let's see. I got a long list of stories today. It's not even funny. Let's see. What we got first? First off, you know, everything is just so, man, it's getting real. I don't know which sad news I want to take y'all to first. There's a lot of sad news. First off, this is, you know, it's sad. Those of y'all who didn't know that Raz B was in a coma, but this is somewhat good news, too. Now, Raz B is apparently off life support now, and he is smiling and very and responsive, according to reports from TMZ. R&B Raz B, R&B singer Raz B, of course, from Beat, former member of B2K, is out of his coma and in stable condition now, and sources tell him that he came out of his life-threatening coma Sunday at a hospital in China, and it was told that he is stable and breathing on his own and smiling and responsive. It's not been yet released from the hospital, and he's staying for a few more days to be mentioned. Okay, so it's definitely be interesting. You know, for those of y'all didn't know, kind of catch you up to the quick, you know, replay what happened. Raz B was smashed in the face with a bottle on Thursday while performing in the club in China. He was then rushed to the hospital while he underwent minor surgery. But the next day, when Raz didn't wake up, his backup dancer rushed him to the hospital again. It was determined that he was in the coma and was placed on life support. And according to doctors, they are saying that, you know, that it was a miracle that he survived. So, you know, there's some people out there, you know, they want to hate on him or whatnot. But all I got to say is, get the hell out of here. Like, seriously, man, like, y'all really just don't like Raz B that much? I mean, it's crazy. Like, dang, man. Some people, I see something they had to say, and I'm like, wow. Just hating for no reason. And some people do that. They just run around and hate just because it just in their blood to do so. And that's the only way they can feel like they're so successful. Make some moves and stop spending most of your time hating on people. If most of your time that you're doing things, you spend the time of hating on people, there's a problem with you. And obviously you're not handling as much business as you think you are, because if you handle as much business, you ain't got time to be hating for just, you know, just for no random reason. You know, you're just going on and on and on. Let stuff the hell go. So there you go. Next story, man. This is a sad one here too. Now this one, you know, man, it impacted me, man. I'm gonna tell you why it impacted. You know, I'll tell you with this next person, not just jumping on a bandwagon because, you know, everybody else. Not a bandwagon. I really do feel some type of way about this brother being gone, because first let me go ahead and let people know who it is. Lee Thompson Young is apparently dead. At the age of 29, and those of y'all know who Lee Thompson Young is, he's most recently in TNT's Rebellion Hall, and, you know, a lot of people know him mostly for two things, you know, the famous Jet Jackson, and, you know, that was a big hit show on Disney Channel, and then as well as, you know, some of us also know him, I know him from that, and even on Smallville, you know, he played Cyborg and whatnot, you know, that was two big things to me. And apparently it's been reported that he committed suicide. And that's what they say as far as what the police reports even starting to say that today. It was a self-inflicted gunshot wound. And I'm looking at it now, man, it just hurts my heart, because to me personally, like this dude, he definitely was a young actor that I looked up to, that I honestly looked up to. Because he had two things I always wanted to do. I always wanted to be As far as acting, two things I would ever want to do as far as the acting is I always wanted to be a superhero. I was going to play a superhero. He got a chance to play that when he was Cyborg on Smallville. And then he got a chance to be like a superhero. Like, I like that whole thing that they're doing Jet Jackson. Is like, he's, even though the secret agent is a character on a TV show, ironically. And how they split it up, how by day he's, you know, just a regular everyday kid. And then when he's on the set, he goes into his alter ego and becomes a superhero. He becomes a super secret agent with all these special gadgets and this, that, and the other. He even spins off into a movie. And for me, I just, you know, like I said, I really do. Y'all can tell that I'm not just some written thing. Because it's a person how I feel, you know. Like I said, look at it. He was doing Jet Jackson from 1998 to 2001, and he did a really good job that character. You know, it, for me, it was great to see that. You know, see him play that role, and just me to see that. You know, again, when I was younger, being able to see, oh man, it can be real. You know, being able to. Be, you know, you can be a young kid and actually have some kind of role like that or whatever. And as far as my generation, there's been other people who laid the forefront too, but I'm just saying for my generation, this, he was that person for me. And definitely, man, will be missed. Definitely want to, you know, I want to take time out, make a serious thing out there. I don't know what happened that, you know, made him take his, you know, we can't, I wouldn't assume anything. People can start to speculate, or what they think is what, or why he decided to go, take his own life or whatever. But to me, it's not a game, man. It's not something, you know, you should definitely take light. And you as a friend, you know, you should be looking at it. If you have a friend out there and they tell you they're going through some stuff, really take the time and listen, man. Like, really take the time and listen. Don't be on this frabble knuckle BS where you don't freaking support your friend. Like, really take the time out. I don't care if you're getting ready to get it in with somebody or whatever. You need to, if your friend calls you and they really sound distraught and they really going through something, talk to your friend right then and there, because you never know, especially when they're going through a lot of things. You know, that can turn into a bad thing. And you can possibly be the person to stop them from killing themselves. Like, it's a real everyday battle out here that people are taking their lives, and it's not just some fly by night nonsense that people just want to think, hey, well, it's just, you know, whatever. People just be so stupid to take their own lives, you know, whatever. You know, and honestly, I really want y'all to sit here and think about this. Have you all ever in your mind ever had the thought come across your mind that you didn't go through it or even start doing stuff? Have you ever had the thought that, man, I would be better off dead? Like, you ever came across that point? Because, you know, honestly, myself, I've had those kind of thoughts before. I've had those thoughts before, man. Like, especially when you're in the entertainment business. There's so much drama you got to go through every day, and you got to deal with so much, and especially when you're trying to wear so many hats. Especially wearing so many hats and you're staying busy, you're going to go freaking crazy. So, you know, a lot of times some people, they take it out on people. So in some cases, people take it out on themselves. And it's a serious matter, man. I know some people, you know, you might feel like, hey, y'all, guys, these ladies are the sad police today, but hey, man, it is what it is. Like, this is a serious business, and I really do feel some type of way about people not taking their lives, man, and we're really embracing people and really reaching out to them. We see something's going wrong with them. A lot of people don't take the time out to do that. They so selfish and worry about their own every day. They worry about themselves, man, too much. It's ridiculous. And, man, that being said, man, we'll go ahead and go to another music break. Well, we got two songs I definitely want, I think, are perfect for the situation. We got my boy Dirty Boy Quicks is with The Road, and then followed by that, we're going to put on my boy Vice Grip, Crabs in a Barrel, because I can't stress another time, play this song. Stop being the crab in the barrel and really look out for your people and stop. And they really, some people are just run around and start whatever. Like, even people that have wronged me or whatever, I still look out for them. I still look out for them as far as, just give encouraging words, because at the end of the day, when you sit there and you have a grudge or some nonsense, guess what? It's going to eat you. I've done it before. Been mad at something or somebody and allow that stuff to eat me inside, and it is the worst feeling in the world to have that eating at you, that, you know, you thinking that whatever, that you thinking that you are accomplishing something, but you pissing your own self off because now you got this hate in your heart on your own. So, man, I'm going to go ahead and get some more Dirty Boys quick. This is with the world, and then I'm going to go ahead and go into his next track with my boy, Vice Grip, Crabs in the Barrel.
I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life. This the road that I choose. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life. This the road that I choose. Straight up out the burrow, bitch, I'm high fucking strong. The world that I'm living in, I can't seem to do no wrong. I got these haters at my back and I say fuck them all. This bullshit all around, I'm in my own zone. Pass me a pint of slow till my eyes is all blurry. And it's the 88 way of life, I'm in no hurry. Standing by myself saying fuck it, got no worry. I'm a giant in this bitch, Pierre Paul, that's a true story. And you gon' need a terrorist plot just to reach me. And even if I fall, I stood taller than all of y'all. No matter how you look, nigga, years gotta fall. Hey, I'm motherfucking tower tall. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life. This the road that I choose. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life. This the road that I choose.
Trials and tribulations, man, I've been through it all. God fucking willing, man, I'm fitting to pass them all. The fuck if I won't do me till my glass is half empty. Double cup getting low, feeling a little empty. Like a
battle with my life is squeezing blocks until it's empty. Clock bells ringing, all I'm hearing is the ding ding. I'm stuck in the days, how the fuck you think I'm feeling? I'm tired of you fuckers talking about life you're not living. And where the action at, show me quick before I pull it. Bang bang, two shots through your mouth for talking clueless. It ain't shit you can do, you know I fucking do this. And that's the type of shit because you know I'm fucking ruthless. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life, this the road that I choose. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life, this the road that I choose. Leave your body holy like motherfucking Moly. That's a Friday after next, Craig and Day they story. You feel some type of weight, then approach me on some G shit. I'll play your business and collect all your truths, bitch. Truth, bitch. That vibe, I don't steal shit. Come around me talking and you get rocked with some quick shit. Got a bunch of niggas and they don't like no fuck shit. Bunch of fucking dogs, Mike Vick, we gon' rip shit. Ha, can your girl say I'm talented? E&T guarantee I'm a fucking bouncer. And shout out to my 88s. I'm gonna make sure it's fucking food on our dinner plate. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up.
this the path I choose. So I'ma live this life, this the road that I choose. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up, and every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life, this the road that I choose.
Against each other, more than all be out of each other. Racism and its crime in the barrel. All of the crime in the barrel. Being black or white is not a crime. The problem is the thought of your mind. So clean up your mind and live right. Scrubbing a barrel. So bad man.
So much more chop up, pop up, man. We got, man, whoo, we, so much, I don't know how to start, man. We gonna get to the good part, though. a lot of the parts for this break, man, for the music break was very depressing. But we're gonna bring on another happy note. And, you know, first off, I'm going to go ahead and remind about the song you just heard. You heard The Dirty Boy on Quick, so that was The Road. And then followed by, you heard my boy Vice Grip with Crabs in a Barrel, which are both songs that people love here on License Does Live, and we appreciate it so much, man. So, first off, we're going to go ahead and go to this first story, and that's with my girl Beyonce. And woo wee, Beyonce. I'm gonna tell you, you know, what I like about this is, look, now there's people hating and saying that that her style isn't like Nicki Minaj, this, that, and the other, which is stupid because to me personally, how many black women have had their hair like that hair color in that freaking highlight before? Ain't nothing new. It wasn't on Nicki Minaj's post. Let it go. But anyways, kind of going to it. Well, what I like about, you know, recently Beyonce had, you know, released a picture of herself, you know, with her hair cut and whatnot. Everybody got a chance to see that. But then she releases, now she has a new picture, her this nice dress and with her hair. Like, this is where you should have took a picture of Beyonce with your hair. Let us see this. Because it was on point. Everybody was on point, and then people got knowledge. They put the haters to rest, and they got a chance to just see. Yeah, we like her with short hair because, you know, and what I like about it is, for me, I feel like she's making a bold statement, and that bold statement is, hey, I'm rocking my own hair. You got something to say about it? Oh, well. Yeah, I was wearing weaves. Who the hell doesn't wear weaves and wigs and that and other? Is a lot of these people in the industry, you really go check them out, you'd be surprised. And we talked about that plenty of times. But, man, like I said, I like this. Like, Beyonce, you really came with it. And everybody got to say about this whole stupid stuff about it. And so some people doing the most. Saying that she jacked Nicki Minaj all the time. And I mean, it's just stupid. Like, dang it. I mean, wow. And I love this. I saw a comment here. It definitely goes back to what I was saying. I'll shout to Miss Kimura. She says, everybody has that wig. She looks cute. Get off her nuts. Like, seriously, like, real talk. Wow. I don't know what to say, man. People are tripping. And, oh, man, thank you, man. People, y'all really doing y'all research. The shout out to Shanika, she said, Beyonce had a hairstyle back in 2003 on a Me, Myself, and I video. They said, hey, dude, Nicki Minaj copied her, and Beyonce always had big hips and a big booty. Yeah, people just doing the most today, man. People are doing the most. And for me, it feels like it's just, like I said before the break, about the whole Raspy thing. Like, it's funny, and I mean that word sarcastically, how people are, even in your worst moments, want to hate on you. And it's just funny to me that people have to sit here, that people are trying so hard to get fame and views that instead of just telling the story and gossip, now you turn to let hate on the person. Like, damn, now y'all turn to professional haters? Like, don't hate now. Hey, man, people are tripping now. All right, so now, that whistle, y'all know what that whistle means, man. Now, you know, they're talking about, there's big talk about, you know, me and Take Care are talking about how they've been spending a lot of time talking about how bad Kelly Rowland is and how bad Ciara is, but they talking about how people have sometimes failed to, you know, have continued to neglect one of the baddest chicks in the game. And do y'all know who that is? And then let me get the little timer out of y'all. Let's remind y'all who that woman is. And they,
oh my God,
y'all already know. I've seen that person too. And that woman is that bad. It's not hyped up. She is that bad in person. Y'all think on it. think on it, think on it. I'ma let y'all think on it, think on it. I'ma let y'all think on it, dude. Okay, so the mystery person that we're talking about, who a lot of people are, you know, says, whew, she's still one of the bad chicks in the game, Lord. And that is the beautiful Megan Good. I'm trying to say Megan Good. Man, she is, man, I saw her in person, and y'all, she is that bad. She really is that big in person. It is not, it's not TV. She is that fine in person. That woman is a bad, bad mother. Shut your mouth. So, big ups to Megan Good. You know, I'm one of the people, I've been on Megan Good, a bandwagon, running around saying, hey, Megan Good is bad, Megan Good is bad, man. I ain't beat her for that plan. I thought she was cute back when she was on freaking Cousin Skeeter. I thought she was, I had a kind of a low-key crush on her name. And it just got worse and worse. And she was on, ironically, what we're talking about today, Jet Jackson. She was on Jet Jackson. I was judging Jet Jackson because he had Megan Good in the freaking little booth with him chilling on the show. And I was like, dang, Jet Jackson got Megan Good. He is lucky. So, oh, man, it had that. And then on top of that, and she's got Holden. And older and older, and just started just continuing to kill it. And man, making good, big ups for you, man. Try to make it do what it do. Shout out to the people that's probably hating. I know you got haters. Every time you look bad, and most part, you show love to people, and you're real respectful. Cause she ain't showing me no disrespect, so I'm good to go. Then people are, you know, real tough people, real tough, they got to say. All right, so here we go, man. All right, so let's see. Wow. I don't know what's crazier. Now, in child support news, we're gonna get on these couple of stories and go to another music break. In child support news, we got, apparently, Future's baby mama is on Twitter again and slandering the hell out of Sierra's man, claiming that he's a deadbeat dad. Man, now how did those words come across? All right, so Future and his son's mother, Brittany, got some real problems. And apparently, Future gave a recent interview where he was told that NY radio personality Angie Martinez, that all of his children were good and well taken care of. And then Miss Brittany, on the other hand, heard the interview and had some choice words to say for her BBF. her tweets on Twitter were, all right, in quotes, I never asked to be no kept bitch. It was offered to me. I always worked. Idiot, if I recall correctly, I was working when you met me, Jeffa. Laughing my ass off. He ain't listened to no songs because it wasn't no songs to listen to. Whoever don't like what I got to say, I don't give a fuck. Don't check for me. My actions are reactions. They want more money. Just what was told to me, nothing more. Definitely not no hood as Kirkland under the table agreement. Okay, there's more to go. I'm sitting here, y'all. This is a long stream of tweets that we're going to be doing for a while. Y'all might want to get your popcorn out. no Kirkland under the table agreement clown. Tell Ivy, draw up them, sign you. I know it's Twitter, But sometimes can we just treat? I can't read anymore. But sometimes we have to be mindful of what we type, because it's out there, and how you look, it's going to look ignorant in this case. I'm trying to read all the way through, y'all, but I can't. This woman is got to give me a headache. I can't. I don't know if I can make it through. I try. It's like the never-ending story. And it goes on and on and on and on. And on and on and on and on and on. Like, you know, it's like Erykah Badu song. On and on and on and on. Okay, so, man. Wow. Oh, loving hip hop star Scrappy gets drunk in the strip club and tricks off his child support money. Wow. That's how we do things. Okay. I don't know what to say about that one, man. At the script, you know, and that'd be the thing, man. Like, it's well, here's my thing, because I'm not even going to sit here and count that until I count money. Now, for me, I always got to say this, because a lot of people don't make any sense. And this goes for the people who get the money. Can't get the money. Never, ever, 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 ever complain about anybody, about, you know, about anybody, but you in your business, tend your business, your kids first. If you can't do something, then don't do it. Stop trying to do stuff, but if you can't do it, then it's not going to make you look bad doing that. To handle that. Because if you don't, it's going to, especially with your kids involved. Your kids are involved, now you mess up other people. Now you're taking somebody, you hurt somebody else now. And for me, it's a lot of people out here who do that. You know, whether it's the baby mama receiving money, or it's the baby daddy not giving money, whatever, on whatever spectrum, want to go freaking tricking off on the most, whatever. And you want to sit here and trip on, you know, everybody else because nobody wants to help them out. Like, what the heck is wrong with you? Like, you can't get mad at somebody else because you're not handling your business first. That just could go somewhere, but I'm going to be good today. I promised myself I was going to be on my best behavior. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and go to another track, and we come for this next track. We'll be into some more news. All right, so next track we gonna to bring y'all, man. I don't know. I feel like being messy. I'm talking to you today. All right, this is my girl, Selena Gevay, and it's just Fade Away. I love this song. We come up from this track. We'll be back.
Like honey, give me all. You handle your biz, plus you with it. Think of money, language, these other kids are related, but we fish up discipline in most of the world. Beauty is in the eye of beholder, golden of girls, and I rock your world.
What's up, everybody? This is Entice Diamante, and I got to let you know that every Monday night and every Wednesday night, you got to come through the Dust Spot. That's right. Tune into Life After Dust with Taryn Lamond, Jaquisa Moore, and my boy, Ceddie J, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, back with back. Fade away. Got about 10 minutes left for the show. You got about 10 minutes left for the show, man. I definitely got to leave. Y'all know can continue to laugh. I'm leaving on out throughout the show, man. We got another crazy story. And a lot of these, y'all know, is coming from my favorite website in the world. And that is clumsycrook.com. I love getting my news here because the stupidest criminals and police officers are found here on this website. So, man, we... And today's story, the first story I got for y'all, definitely no different. Apparently, there were 28,000 prank calls that were made to emergency responders. Now, 28,000 prank calls made to emergency responders. Now, a lot of y'all asking about one person, about two people, how long did it take? Apparently, this took less than, these 28,000 calls for one convenience store worker in Tokyo, in which their emergency number there is 110 versus all 911. They did this in a matter of 18 months. How much I do that math? 18 months. That's a year for all you in 6 months. It's a year and a half. That's a year and a half. Somebody was freaking bored of their mind. 18 months of calling 911 or calling emergency number 110 for fun. I have one person. So, oh my God, this is crazy. And wow. Okay, so to go into more, because my head is hurting. Of 20, how does one do this? 28,000 calls. So, you know, a lot of us, we were younger. We used to be, we used to dial 911 and go, see what happens, you call them, and you get the crazy stuff that happens. Now, man. Apparently, here's a catch 22. The 28,000 calls is not a prank. Is a lot of people are just saying it is an act of aggression towards the police. That's what it's, I mean, I can see personally, who has that kind of time? And apparently what was going on with Toru Nosaki, he uses compulsion to conduct a sort of backwards social experiment. Wow. Now, what the hell does 10,000 calls have to do with a freaking social experiment? Well, before the Tokyo police, he was basically making 1,000 prank calls before the Tokyo police is finally compelled to make an arrest. Other pranksters have been ringing in much sooner, and most notably for more serious abuses. Darius McCollum, the New York resident who wanted to be a train conductor so badly that he actually commandeered a few, was arrested 29 times before being sent to Rikers Island. And every police force has its limits, and a few citizens are willing to test them. The only question is, how outlandishly can law be pushed into the perpetrator makes international news? So, wow, man, the whole thing is, looking at that, you see this guy wanted to be a train conductor. He ended up commandeering one. A couple of them, what the hell? There's a couple of people just doing the most, and I guess he was doing it like you say, he was trying to do a social experiment and see if they, just basically test out and see the cops if they're going to pull somebody over or whatnot. And I don't know, is it a good social experiment? Well, I don't know. they're not necessarily saying got a ticket or nothing. So, wow, I don't know what to say. That's a nail biter, that one. That was interesting. So, big ups to you, man. How the hell you got 28,000 calls out of your system? You run the store and trying to do it at the same time? And you're bad than the girl from Friday the Next. She can do head, sell crack. Like, you like, baby, need do head, sell crack. And you play dominoes at the same time. Wow. You a bad mother. Shut your mouth. All right, so. And we got about 5 more minutes into the show. We're going to remind you guys coming up for this week. A lot of more great stuff coming up on Good to Glamour. Great thing about this week on Good to Glamour, this will be their first week on this show. They're going to be having an interview on the show this week, so y'all definitely going to check it out. What's happening on Good to Glamour? We got a boy, King Bishop, is going to be coming through on their show tomorrow, so y'all know how I do it. Y'all know I'm using the building. Producer, do my producer thing over there. So check out King Bishop, be on me. And then on Wednesday, my girl Patu Loca. And can't wait, man. She'll be definitely crazy. She's been amped Y'all should be having like something serious with an interview on so Wednesday, Thursday will be bananas, and Thursday on the fly. I don't know who's gonna be on the fly this weekend, but they usually got a hot show. Their first two shows are already been extra hot. The interviews, they killing it, man. So definitely, y'all can even catch if y'all catch the last episode, man. I was even clowning. I even decided to give y'all a little freestyling. So you get a little bit of everything right then and there. All right. So remind you guys, if you miss any parts of the show, you can always check it out, blogtalkradio.com/CedyJ. That's C-E-D-D-Y, letter J. You can also check it out at iTunes. Type in Dustbot Radio Network on iTunes, and you can subscribe to them for free and listen to the show on there free. But you want to, it's also on DustSpotRadio.com. It's on DustSpot.com. And that's at DustSpot.com. Go to there. You can check out everything we got going on. A lot of people that's in the entertainment industry, they really can be known to check them out. And our Facebook fan page, Facebook.com/TheDustSpot. Go there. You can check out, again, basically it's like a Facebook view of being able to view what's going on with all the different stuff on our brand. Can't wait to make it happen. Human Canvas Magazine comes out next Tuesday. Next Tuesday, Human Canvas Magazine is coming. No, it's been hardly awaited. It's definitely, I mean, we've been doing finishing touches, and it's going to be hot, man. Y'all going to love it. It's worth the wait. A lot of, you know, we bring you a lot of everything, man. We really try to put our heart into this. So definitely cannot wait to release the magazine. Again, appreciate everybody listening to the show. Serve to people. Tell them to share with their people. All right, as we get ready going out, remind you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, or there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tune to another episode of Life After This Spot Radio.
Dustbot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.